4 CBA Mobile.
They let you on the road this time of day, W2T Mobile.
I sneaked out under the radar, so they don't know I'm out here.
Okay. You been out playing tennis already this morning?
No, that's where I'm headed, though. I usually play at 9, but I got a 10:30 today, so which is fine with me. So that's where I'm headed. How about you?
Well, I got to go put some goat juice in the car, and then I got to go by the bank, pick up some money, and then I'm headed up to Hendersonville to pick up a Alpha Delta switch from a ham up there. So that's what I'm doing this morning, and getting ready to pull in here. So I'm going to say 7-3 for a minute or two. I'll be back on the radio here in a few minutes, but got to top off the tank before I go anywhere. Talk to you in a few. KB4CBA, W2T.
We'll get you some of that gasoline, and I'll talk to you in a minute, maybe. W2T, KB4CBA.
KB4GOD, mobile and monitoring.
Name KB4CBA, name here is David.
OTR mobile.
Good morning, Tom, KB4CBA.
Good morning, Dave. Let me turn my radio down here in the background. I hope you're doing well. I'm just headed down to get a dental bill straightened out. They messed up somehow. And I heard God down here just a minute ago. KI4GOD. What a wonderful call sign. Don't know how he got that, but if he's there, he can join in with us. They sent me a check instead of paying the dentist, so I'm going to take the check down to the dentist. It's only taken them about 3 months to figure this out. No figure. Computers are going to eliminate all paperwork, though, Dave.
You know, sometimes it seems like they create more than they eliminate. But anyway, you know, we try to pay our bills online, so those people there walking on the wrong side of the road, but anyway, well, they weren't either, because that's right, you walk facing traffic. Okay, anyway, so, we don't have to fool with any bills, any paper bills anymore, where everything's done online.
Quite correct. Except for one problem. Blue Red Water got hacked the other day and let all of our Social Security numbers and names and addresses get out on the be hacked. And I just got a notice from my security firm, that identity theft firm, that says, "Yep, sure enough, your Social Security number's out on the dark web."
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango Mobile. Good morning, Tom. Good morning again to Dave. And I'll got gas in the car. Now I got to go by the bank real quick and then head up the hill to Hendersonville. Go ahead, Tom.
Get that switch, huh? Those are good switches, by the way. Tell Bob I said hi. Don't know why we never hear him on the repeater down here. We miss him. But yeah, Dave, I got a notice that my Social Security number was out on the dark web. I don't know as I can do anything with it, because all my credit bureaus, all three of them, my credit is frozen, because I don't need any credit. and then fraud alerts on everything that involves us. It's just a pain in the gluteus maximus.
I was talking to this car in front of me. Like they could hear me. Oh, me. Sit it up. Stop. So now we're going 20 miles an hour on Pelham Road. Idiot. I don't know what they're doing, but I'm getting in front of them. They can do their thing behind me. Okay. Yeah, I don't know how you get your social security number on the dark web, but I imagine you have to put it in your several years early and just have to wait.
You can do a lot of things out there, and believe it or not, they can screw you up really, and. You know, and it doesn't have to necessarily be with new credit or anything like that. They can just get some things shifted so it comes to them instead of to you. And believe it or not, that can happen. I know someone that happened to about 2 years ago. And it took him a court case and about 6 months to get himself squared back away. But that happens out there. Go ahead, Tom.
Related us with identity theft for a year and $1 million in insurance. But it's still, why in the world did we have to give a Social Security number to the water department? It just makes no sense to me. It was their corporate headquarters that got hacked. But we'll just hope nothing goes wrong. And I just don't know what they do because we own our house. And, if they try to get any kind of credit with our name on it, the three credit bureaus, Equifax, and all the different ones will notify the creditor that fraud alert's there. So I've done all I can do. And that's all I can do, kind of like Popeye.
Dave, pick it up. I've got to go through the ATM here, W2T.
Well, get me some while you're at it. KB4CBA. We've never had any problems on the dark web, but, I know my oldest daughter, I'm not sure what she was doing, but she has been, she's had her credit card information stolen. So I think it's five times now she's had to get a new credit card. I don't have any idea how that happened, but I know she does, buy stuff online a lot, and, there are certain websites you just have to stay away from, but anyway, I tell you, it's a mess, and we use a particular credit card that we never keep any money in it, so unless we're going to buy something, so nobody's going to get anything out of it if they do get the number.
Same with us, and I put a credit freeze on ours probably, I think in 2016. But I was afraid it might not last only so many years, and I think that's the case. So I went back and did it again, and so I know it's done this time because I've got alerts from all of them, and they're all trying to sell me their $19.95 a month for fraud alerts, where the water department offered it free, so I went ahead and signed up for it. But it's just free for 1 year. but she just deal with the, you know, I'll bet you if you had a search out there for how many people had their name out on that, I don't know what the heck the dark web is, but how many people's stuff was out there, you'd be amazed. I'm sure there's millions of them. So if they do get into it, well, it's all on them because there's $1 million worth of insurance on it, so I'm not going to... All you can do is just cross your fingers, you know, Dave. I don't want to have to deal with them. I'm too dang old for that. And they can't get blood out of a turnip anyway. So I was going to head down here to the dentist office and then go to the bank in case that check, if they don't want to take that check, and I don't think they will, and make it a two-party check then, case that and take it back over to them. It's only a couple of blocks from our bank. And then I'm going to run down to Publix and see about getting a tetanus shot, I think. What are you going to do?
W2T Mobile again.
Well, I'm going to play some tennis here, and I got a 10:30 game instead of a 9 o'clock, so that's what I'm fixing to do.
Instead of being able to get money out of the ATM, I had to go in the bank. Their ATM has a nice big thing that pops up on the screen that says, "This ATM is unable to dispense money at this time." And I reported it to them inside the bank, but I got my money. And now I'm getting ready to get on the road and head up 26 towards Hendersonville. And I'll go ahead, Tom. Or Dave.
Roger. Well, for some reason, I just pulled into the post office. I was on cruise control. Bernice is at home laughing because I'm sure she's hearing this. It's about 100 yards from where I should have turned in. shoot. So did you get anything resolved on your back yet, Rusty? I'll send it to Dave and then back over to you.
My turn. I just pulled into the sports club, so I'll leave you two with it. Y'all have a good day, and say hello to Bob for me, Rusty, and we'll talk to you two guys later. 73's KP4 CBA. Go ahead, Rusty.
Hey, Dave, before you go, I've got a question for you. Do you use that loading on the QRZ page? I've never used their loading thing, and it come up last night. I was just wondering if you did. I don't know how to use it, you know, to confirm QSOs.
Yeah, I use it all the time. I can't. Then my computer is hooked up to the, can't remember what it's called, but my digital software, and it automatically, when I make the contact on FT8 or FT4, it automatically throws up the screen, and all I have to do is click OK, and it puts all that information in for me. It's a lot easier to use, but I also put that information in QRZ as well, because most of the people that I've made contact with use QRZ.
Rusty, and I got to jump out here and go in. I'm at the dentist office. Thanks, Dave. Well, maybe someday you can show me how to use that.
Have a good match. And Bob, I mean, Tom, insofar as the back, there's nothing essentially they can do. I've just got the osteoarthritis all in there, which is, and the vertebrae that are compressed. they said, but they found something else, so I've got to go get a CT scan on Friday, because they found a little nodule on my adrenal gland, and they want to make sure that it's benign and nothing happening there. So, you know, I get to go get a CT exam on this Friday, so... that's the way things go. I'll be here for a while, W2T Mobile. Go ahead, Tom.
Roger. Well, I got to go get a ultrasound Friday of my kidneys and everything. So we'll have a joint venture. See you guys later. And I'm going in for now. This is N0TR73.